الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأذن في الناس يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, my young friends, and mothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In my previous Jummah khutbah, I had the honor to recite before you a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, quoted by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala and Imam Muslim rahimahullahu ta'ala, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentions, Buniyal Islamu ala khamsin. Islam is based on five pillars. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, wa iqami as-salah, wa ita'i az-zakah, wa sawmi Ramadan, wa hajj al-bayt man istata'a ilayhi sabila, aw kama qala alayhi as-salatu was-salam. In this comprehensive hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he has mentioned the five main pillars of Islam. That the tent and the building of Islam is based upon these five pillars. These are very, very important tenets of Islam. And one of them is going for Hajj and pilgrimage. وَحَجَّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. If you have the means to go, if you are capable of going to Makkah Mukarrama, to go and perform Hajj is incumbent, compulsory, and necessary upon you. But I was mentioning the aspect of ishq, love, and muhabbah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that exist in this great worship of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed such rituals in Hajj that if a person was to carry out these rituals with its true kayfiyat and true qualities and with ikhlas and sincerity, then most definitely this will become a stepping stone for him to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an ibadah through which we can express our link, our connection, our affiliation, our love, our ishq, and our qurb and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I mentioned, that as a person comes into ihram, this is the first thing a person does when he is about to go for umrah or for hajj. He dons an ihram, two pieces of sheet upon his body, which is known as ihram. But I mentioned that ihram does not mean to wear these two sheets. It is a state that makes few things impermissible which were permissible prior to it. And after donning ihram, the person recites talbiyah. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. He praises Talbiyah. And I mentioned the background of this Talbiyah, that this is this is accepting the invitation of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which he called out after building the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a haji, when a mu'tamir, when he goes to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when he dons this ihram, when he prays this talbiyah, the labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, he's saying that, oh Allah, I'm here. I am presenting myself to you, oh Allah. And I'm presenting myself over and over again. Practically through his actions, he is trying to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am your servant, O Allah. I am a weak servant, but I am drowned in your ishq, in your love. And this love and ishq of yours is compelling me to leave and abandon every type of comfort, luxury, and prosperity of this world. Before, this servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was wearing sewn clothing. He had expensive clothes on his body. Brand name t-shirts, brand name shirts. His kurta was extremely expensive. His topi, his lower garment. But when he comes into ihram, everything comes off and he puts on those two sheets, which a normal and a common poor person would wear outside. This is also a great ritual of Hajj, which demonstrates equality. Whether the person is a king or a subject, whether he is a wealthy or a poor, whoever goes for Hajj, when he sees around him, every single person around him making tawaf, doing wukuf in Arafat, in wukuf in Muzdalifah or in Mina, in Makkah Mukarramah doing tawaf al-ziyarah, every single person around him is wearing these two sheets. There is no difference between a wealthy person and a poor person. There is no difference between an honorable or respected person and a person who has lost all his respect in the community. Every single person is equal, because just as the wealthy, the honorable, the respected person was honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and blessed by Allah to go and perform Hajj, the same way the poor person, the person who lost respect, the person who is extremely deviant and who is far away from the straight path, he was also blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go and pay his visit to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone is equal. And after going for Hajj, after donning ihram, he goes to Makkah Mukarramah. Now the time comes to see the blessed house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And upon every single step this haji takes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with a lot of blessings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is removing a lot of sins from his book of deeds. He starts making tawaf around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 7 times. This is also a gesture of love and ishq to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I have love for you. Because this house, which seems very common to us because we have seen big, big palaces around us, this is a very, very simple house. Very simple house. It does not have that luxury which we see in many houses or many palaces in our country. But, oh Allah, this is that house which has the nisbat and connection with you. This is not an ordinary bayt. This is baytullah. This is not an ordinary house. This is a house of Allah. Because it is your house, now I'm going around Kaaba, I'm circulating around it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, மா ரஃபஅ ரஜுலுன் கதமன் வலா வதஅஹா இல்லா குதிபத் லஹு அஷ்ரு ஹஸனாத் வஹுத்த அன்ஹு அஷ்ரு சய்யிஆத் வருஃபிஅ லஹு அஷ்ரு தரஜாத். When a person, when a believer, he starts circulating around Kaaba for, with the intention of making tawaf, each step that this individual takes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him 10 blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive 10 sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate 10 darajat and stages in Jannah for this person. He makes tawaf. And then what happens when a person is in love with someone else? How does he feel? He feels like going to that person, meeting him. If he's not able to meet the person because of some sort of restriction, that he will at least go in the street of his beloved. He will go close to the house of his beloved. This is what Hajj does. We're not able to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala personally in this dunya. Allah says, come to my house. Come to the alleys of Makkah, roam around and see that each and every single brick in Makkah Mukarrama, in the alleys of Makkah, will remind you of the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his beloved companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who gave their entire life and who gave everything for my deen. This will increase your love for Allah. And then what happens if you have love for someone, you go to his house, close to his house, you try to circulate around the house in anticipation that your gaze might fall on your beloved and you will be able to see him or her. This is what you do when you go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You go and make tawaf around Kaaba. Like how Majnoon, he was in an unlawful relationship with his girlfriend. He used to say that, I was not able to meet her, so I used to go in her the street where her house was, and I used to kiss and hug the walls of her house. أَمُرُّ عَلَى الدِّيَارِ دِيَارِ لَيْلَى وَأُقَبِّلُ ذَا الْجِدَارَ وَذَا الْجِدَارَ وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارَ. I used to go around and kiss and hug the walls of that street. And it was not the muhabbat and the love of those walls which permeated my heart. But the love that I had in my heart was for the person who used to reside within those four walls of the house. And then he wants to meet his beloved. Because we cannot meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that don't worry if you cannot meet me, just go and embrace the portion between Al-Hajar al-Aswad and the door of my house, which is called Multazam. Go and place your cheek on it and place your chest on it and think as if you are embracing me. And ask whatever you want. Because a mu'tamir, a haji, when he goes to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-hujjaju wal-ummaru wafdullah. In da'awhu ajabahum wa in istaghfaruhu ghafara lahum. The hujjaj and pilgrims, those people who go for umrah, when they go and visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are like the delegation that has gone to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever they ask for, Allah will grant them. And if they ask for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon their sins. After that, he wants to kiss his beloved. Allah says that you cannot kiss me because you cannot touch me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is a rock which is called Al-Hajar al-Aswad. Go and kiss that rock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking into consideration a human's nature. When he has love for someone, he likes to express it. So this haji also, he goes and kisses the rock, Al-Hajar al-Aswad. This also shows, my brothers and elders, that nothing has importance within it. If Allah says that this has some sort of importance, then it's important. In our religion, to worship idols is shirk. Ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that I am prepared to forgive every single sin of a human except for shirk. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Isn't this like shirk? That you're circulating around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Idols are made of rock. The house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also made of rocks. You're not allowed to kiss the idols. And here you are commanded by Allah to go and kiss Al-Hajar al-Aswad. But nothing is wrong except Allah says it's wrong. And nothing is right except Allah says this is right. This is what our iman is. That we don't use our intellect and logic in every single thing. That does this make sense or not? This seems exactly similar to the other thing. If this is impermissible, this should be impermissible. If this is permissible, this should be permissible. Like how the kuffar of Makkah said about bay', transaction. إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى. When the riba and interest-based transactions were made prohibited by our sharia, the kuffar of Makkah, they said that this is exactly like a normal transaction. Why is this permissible and why is this prohibited? Because they use their intellect. Even though they have, it has its own reasons to be permissible and non-permissible. Even here, you are commanded by Allah to go and kiss Al-Hajar al-Aswad. But that does not mean that Hajar al-Aswad has any power to give you any benefit or harm you. This is why Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his time, when he goes for Hajj, and when it's time for him to go and kiss Al-Hajar al-Aswad, he addresses this rock and he says, "The inni a'lamu in annaka hajar." I know that you are nothing but a piece of rock. وَلَوْلَا أَنِّي رَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُقَبِّلُكَ مَا قَبَّلْتُ. He says that you are only a piece of rock. لَا تَضُرُّ وَلَا تَنْفَعُ. You don't have the capability of harming someone. You don't have the capability of benefiting anyone. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only being who can benefit and who can harm people. If I had not seen my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing you, I would have never kissed you. And then after he completes his tawaf, now he's commanded to go and stay in Mina, leaving al-Masjid al-Haram. Imagine, my brothers, leaving Masjid al-Haram. You perform one salah in Masjid al-Haram, you get thawab equivalent to performing 100,000 salah. Leave that thawab and go to Mina. Go to Mina. And perform 5 salah, not 1. 5 salah in Mina. Once again, our tarbiyah is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Masjid al-Haram is important. It will bring you a lot of thawab and reward. But when I place that barakah and that thawab in it, when I tell you to leave Masjid al-Haram, you have to leave Masjid al-Haram. When I tell you to go and perform in Masjid al-Haram, then you perform salah in Masjid al-Haram. Go to Mina. And then go to Arafah. Then go to Muzdalifah. Come to Mina again. Pelt the shayateen. It's just a wall. And you have to throw stones at it. Again, it does not make sense. It's against our logic, our intellect. Our faculty of intellect cannot comprehend. Why do we have to pelt these 3 walls? Why? Because Allah says that you have to pelt. You have to sacrifice an animal. And then you come back and you complete your umrah. And then you complete your hajj. In 5 days. What I was trying to drive home is, my brothers, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed that element in this ibadah of Hajj which expresses love and ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person comes into ihram, it also reminds a person of his death. No matter how rich the person is, when he will leave this world, he will have a very similar clothing and sheets upon his body. This is why Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala says in At-Tadhkira that even if you were to amass the entire wealth of this dunya, but when you leave this world, you will not have anything apart from two sheets. Apart from two sheets, رِدَاءَانِ تُلْوَى فِيهِمَا وَحَنُوتُ. When you leave this world, you're not going to leave with anything but these two sheets which you will be enshrouded in, and حَنُوت which will be placed on your body. And then he says, أُنْظُرْ لِمَنْ مَلَكَ الدُّنْيَا بِأَجْمَعِهَا هَذْ رَاحَ مِنْهَا بِغَيْرِ الْقُطْنِ وَالْكَفَنِ. See around you those people who were considered kings of this dunya. And some of them amassed the entire wealth of this dunya. They ruled this entire world. But when they left this world, did they go with anything with them in their graves apart from two things? Apart from cotton and their kafan. انظر لمن ملك الدنيا بأجمعها هل راح منها بغير القطن والكفن. This is what ihram reminds us. That, oh my beloved servant, you are coming to me. You're coming to my house to meet me. You have two pieces of sheet upon you and white clothing. When you will pass away, the same white clothing will be upon you. Two, three pieces of sheets on your body, and this is how you will leave this world. Remind yourself of your death and change your life. Increase in your love, in your ishq. And this ibadah has the potential to do that. Perform this act with a lot of love and ishq. This is what Hajj is. Now, who is liable or upon whom Hajj is compulsory? Inshallah, we will try to discuss this in my next Jummah khutbah. And I will mention a few reasons that we have in our societies nowadays because of which we are not performing our Hajj despite being compulsory upon us. So we can understand that Sharia allows such reasons or not, and if it does not allow, then we should go and perform Hajj as soon as possible, like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, "Man arada al-hajj falyu'ajjil," that person who intends to go and perform Hajj, he should haste towards it and he should try to perform Hajj as soon as possible, because let it not be that we delay our Hajj and we postpone our Hajj next year, and let it not be that we breathe our last and we leave this world without fulfilling this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is one of the most essential and most important tenets of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give me the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said, and then all of you the tawfiq to practice upon what has been mentioned. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.